All right. Hi, this is Erin and Jordan. Thank you for tuning in to Donna's Core 4 podcast. Today we're going to be talking about last week's class and all the films and materials that we saw. Now I'm going to turn it over to Erin, who's going to discuss some of the scenes that we saw this past week in class.
Thank you, Jordan. One of the first couple scenes that we saw were based on Donna's metaphor of how, like, the camera captured real-life situations, and that's what most people were most fascinated with. And one of the most famous scenes she showed us was called The Arrival of the Train, where basically a camera was just set up in front of a train and capturing pictures, which we all saw, and it was just kind of interesting, and I was fascinated along with the rest of the class about how the people were so amused with watching just everyday life. But that's kind of what most films seem to be based upon nowadays, is that the stories and the images and everything is based on real life. And another thing she showed us was the underwater camera, which was probably one of the first ones, in the musical scene with all the synchronized swimmers. And it was kind of like taking it up a notch from just real life situations that were simple, where people didn't necessarily know they were on camera, to where there was acting and choreography and music and how things had to be rehearsed and planned out. And it was definitely becoming more advanced in a really short amount of time as new genres were being put out, like comedy, horror, and romance. And another important metaphor that Donna mentioned was how the camera is the audience's eye.
What do you mean by the camera is the audience's eye?
Well, Jordan, basically, it was just how the camera was capturing images. It was basically starting to tell a story to its audience. And it was becoming more than just real-life situations. It was becoming stories that people went to the theaters and saw. And I had never really thought of that metaphor before, but it's definitely, like, right on target with how most films and TV shows are made today. And it's one of the main reasons that people go to see movies. Now I'm going to turn it over to Jordan, and she's going to talk about all the Neil Patrick Harris scenes that we saw.
All right. It's obvious that Donna is a Neil Patrick Harris fan, because we saw two scenes starring him. First was from How I Met Your Mother, and talking about how he wouldn't trade anything in the world for his suits. And it was really interesting to see how elaborate the scene was, and the fact that they only took one day to plan and shoot this entire scene is very impressive. I had no idea all the work and just how many people went into shooting just this one 2.5 minute scene, from dancers and choreographers to the people who work on the set and lighting, producers, directors, actors, songwriters. It's just incredible the array of people that put in hours and hours of work to pull something like this off. And in contrast to that was his Emmys performance. And while that also took tons and tons of people and lots of work, they only had one shot to do it. So it was a very different approach because it was live and they didn't have a lot of takes. So it was interesting how they used lighting and special effects and the video screens to portray the effect that they wanted in a very different way than they did in the scene from How I Met Your Mother. Now, Erin's going to talk about the group project that we did last week on capturing images.
In my group, it was me, Elizabeth, and Austin, and we were just basically given the instructions to capture images, which seems kind of simple, but apparently it was harder than we thought. We decided to go to the library, and we captured just basically trying to capture people who didn't necessarily know they were being on camera, but no one was at the library, so we decided to kind of act out scenes of our own. And we were basically most concerned with capturing images that would entertain the audience as opposed to being concerned with the technical aspects behind it. And so when we came back, we were asked questions that had to do with framing and how you decided which images to capture, and there were basically more technical questions, and we had never realized, even thought about framing, And so it just goes to show that there's a lot more behind filming and all the things you have to do to prepare for filming and to perfect it than we had ever realized. And it really made me realize that. Now I'm going to turn it over to Jordan for the conclusion.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for stopping by and listening to our thoughts about last week's class. I'm really, really excited about this semester. I plan on learning a lot of things about an art form that I have never fully appreciated beyond just the enjoyment that I get from sitting down and watching a good movie. And I'm really excited to learn about the technical side of it and the art form of it. And don't forget to tune in next week when Cameron and Imran will be talking about what else is going on in our class. Thanks, guys.
Bye.